Watch, masked, hooded vandals ransack New York City Chinese restaurant. By Michael Foster on March 9, 2023. A group of vandals wearing hoods and masks can be seen in a video ransacking a New York City Chinese restaurant Tuesday night. Yiatin Chu, president of the Asian Wave Alliance, shared a video to Twitter showing a gang of masked kids entering the Fish Village restaurant in Queens and tossing over tables and chairs. Citing the New York Police Department, NYPD, Fox 5 reported the incident occurred around 8 p.m. Tuesday night. After parading through the restaurant, the group turns around and begins damaging property again from the other side. "We've fallen so low that there's no expectation of consequences for this horrific attack on private property," Chu wrote. The incident reportedly caused an estimated $200,000 in damages, for Fox 5. "I was scared, and the whole staff was terrified because they came in all of a sudden," Tony Hu, the restaurant's manager, told the outlet. "From start to finish, it lasted just 1 minute." Citing officials, ABC 7 reported the group did not use weapons or commit any thefts. "I don't see a reason to that, and it just seems really immature and inappropriate, and I'm kind of furious and really disappointed in the future generation on how they acted," the outlet quoted a patron named Stephen Joe as saying. No arrests have been made so far, for ABC 7. This event comes as city officials, including Mayor Eric Adams and NYPD Chief Jeffrey Madry, have called on businesses to require unmasking as a requirement of entry, as Breitbart News noted. "We are putting out a clear call to all of our shops. Do not allow people to enter the store without taking off their face mask," Adams said in a recent radio interview with 1010 Winds. "And then once they're inside, they can continue to wear if they so desire to do so. But we need to use the technology we have available to identify those shoplifters and those who are committing serious crimes." Madry has suggested that removing one's mask upon entering a business could serve as a peace offering to let workers know they're not in any danger, any harm.